Chris Morning Update Saturday April the 22nd。 大家好，欢迎来到星期六的早报。在科技方面呢，微信关闭了 iOS 端的打赏功能，腾讯做出了艰难的决定。在 NBA 季后赛方面，骑士半场落后25分，最终实现超级逆转，步行者0-3落后，走到淘汰边缘。在武汉本地新闻方面，武汉专项整治楼市，将房价维持现有水平，新开楼盘一律不得涨价。Tencent Holding closed a popular service on WeChat which allows the iPhone users to offer tips to content creators, signaling the tension between the Chinese social networking giant and the US tech company Apple. The move came as Tencent aggressively builds its own ecosystem by promoting paid reading on WeChat, which has about 889 million users. Meanwhile, Apple banks on iPhone users spending more within the iOS ecosystem to boost its service revenue. Tencent said in a statement that it had to shut down the tipping service function to comply with the new rules issued by Apple, which banned developers from including buttons or links that direct customers to purchasing system outside the obvious iOS ecosystem. The Shenzhen-based company has more than 10 million official accounts run by individuals and enterprises which deliver news, comments, and analysis to users.Tipping plays a significant role in boosting content quality as writers compete with each other for more cash rewards. Apple said in a statement on Wednesday that the new rule applies to all app developers within its iOS ecosystem, and WeChat can adopt the in-app purchase method to enable consumers to tip writers. The US company can rake in 30% of every iOS in-app purchase as commission fees.China gained the top spot for iOS App Store sales in 2016, with the Chinese consumers spending more than $2 billion at the iOS App Store in the fourth quarter of 2016, according to the data from mobile analytics company App Annie. Liu Zhenwan, the CEO of the Shanghai-based Wanchen consultancy, said the dispute stems from Tencent's attempts to develop mini apps, which can undermine Apple iOS application stores.Presence in China. Liu Hailin, the writer of Sizhou Chen, a popular WeChat official account, said iPhone users account for over half of our official account subscribers and they tend to tip because of their relatively higher salaries. The change may lead to a roughly 50% decrease in our tipping income, but official accounts can also make money through advertisements. Now turning to the NBA playoffs on the Eastern Conference,The Indiana Pacers produced the greatest offensive half in franchise history. They then followed it with a half that made every fan feel nervous, queasy, and ultimately sick. The Indiana Pacers had a chance to win Game 3 and establish themselves in their opening round of playoff series against the Cleveland Cavaliers. They instead fell 119-114 in the greatest and the most devastating postseason collapse in franchise history.The 25 halftime lead the Pacers surrendered was the largest in NBA playoff history. The Cavaliers, the NBA defending champions, erased that deficit with a flurry of three-pointers, used stingy defense that knocked Paul George and the Pacers out of the rhythm. And they did it with LeBron James, the greatest basketball of his generation. In 45 minutes,James elevated his performance as the game progressed, ascended past George's brilliance, and made almost every critical play that resulted in one of NBA's greatest playoff comebacks. James carried the Cavaliers with 41 points, 13 rebounds, and 12 assists for an efficient triple-double. The victory was also James' 20th consecutive in the first round of the playoffs.George was unable to lift the Pacers out of the funk despite a masterful performance that usually ensured a victory. 36 points, 15 rebounds, and 9 assists. In perhaps the most gut-wrenching postseason loss of his career, George walked off the court at Bankers Life Fieldhouse with his head bowed in disappointment. The Pacers trailed 0-3 in the series. No team in league history has recovered from such a deficit.Next for the Pacers is 2 days to contemplate and examine themselves. Game 4 will be played on Sunday in front of a national TV audience. And that's all for our Saturday morning update, and stay tuned for the version on the 23rd.